Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, September 4th, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mission IR News breaks. Favo Capital Inc., FAIO, building balanced portfolio to perform across market cycles. Favo Capital Inc. is strategically building a balanced portfolio by combining diversified real estate with its private credit platform. The recent acquisition of 1818 Park, a Class A mixed-use property, adds stabilized cash flows from residential, office, and retail components. By structuring the deal as an all-stock transaction, Favo maintains cash reserves for lending operations. Chief Strategy Officer Glenn Stewart highlighted the company's approach of merging predictable real estate cash flows with dynamic credit business growth to create a portfolio designed to perform across market cycles. For more information, visit Favo's website.
Network news breaks. Brera Holdings PLC eyes value creation strategy in action. Brera Holdings, a NASDAQ-listed company, is focused on expanding its global portfolio of men's and women's sports clubs through a multi-club ownership strategy. The company's portfolio club, SS Juve Stabia, is gearing up for the 2025-26 Serie B season with a revamped coaching staff and key player signings after a successful 2024-25 campaign. The club's squad value surged 245% during the last season, reaching $32.3 million. Executive Chairman Daniel McClory highlighted the company's value creation strategy in action, emphasizing operational alignment, talent development, and performance-led asset appreciation. For more information, visit Brera Holdings' website.
Silver, gold, and platinum exploding on the ASX. Are you positioned to profit? Silver, gold, and platinum are all exploding on the ASX, hitting multi-year highs and drawing attention from traders and long-term investors. Silver recently hit a 14-year high due to industrial demand and safe haven appeal. Gold remains a safe haven, with analysts expecting it to trade towards $1,300 per ounce. Platinum, known for its high risk and reward, shows potential upside towards $2,000. Traders can approach precious metals by buying physical bullion, trading futures or CFDs, or investing in ASX mining stocks. Several ASX stocks to watch include Silver Mines and Sun Silver Limited. Avoid FOMO and trade with a plan. Wealth Within offers trading courses for beginners and experienced traders to trade with confidence. Position yourself before the next breakout in the market. 10 signs you're working with a CEO who truly gets marketing. A marketing-minded CEO is the difference between random acts of marketing and a predictable revenue engine. This article shares 10 signs you're working for a leader who values marketing, from putting marketing in the room where strategic decisions are made to acting as a brand evangelist. It also explores how leadership commitment impacts brand strength, lead generation, and ROI at RIAs, fintechs, and other financial services firms. Marketing isn't just a nice to have, it's the growth engine of a business. CEOs who invest in brand, care about outcomes, fund marketing early, and value consistency over campaign of the month syndrome are setting their firms up for success. They understand the significance of metrics like CSAC and LTV, celebrate marketing wins publicly, and act as brand evangelists. Working for a CEO who truly gets marketing can lead to personal growth, satisfaction, and business success.
Investor news breaks. Ready Capital Corporation, RC, reports Q2 2025 results. Highlights progress toward profitability. Ready Capital Corporation, RC, recently reported its Q2 2025 results, showcasing $173 million in lower to middle market commercial originations and $315 million in small business loan originations. The company sold its residential mortgage banking segment, repurchased 8.5 million shares, and issued $50 million in senior secured notes due 2028. Ready Capital also secured ownership of a Portland mixed-use property and sold 21 loans for $85 million in net proceeds. The company is focused on liquidating underperforming assets to restore profitability and reinvest in its core multifamily bridge portfolio. For more information, visit Ready Capital Corporation's website. Biomed News Breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, highlights CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo's impact and clinical pipeline progress. Oncotelic Therapeutics, OTLC, provided an update on its clinical pipeline, highlighting the contributions of CEO Dr. Vuong Trieo. Dr. Trieo, known for his extensive patent portfolio, co-invented Abraxane and sold Sinvelock in billion-dollar deals. His focus on first-in-class treatments for unmet medical needs has driven Oncotelic's progress. The company, focused on oncology and immunotherapy, aims to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications with innovative therapeutic candidates. Additionally, Oncotelic owns 45% of GMP Bio, a joint venture advancing its own drug pipeline under Dr. Trieu's leadership. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. APG Federal Credit Union acquires members First of Maryland Federal Credit Union. APG Federal Credit Union, a trusted financial cooperative serving Baltimore City and surrounding counties, has acquired members First of Maryland Federal Credit Union, effective August 29, 2025. This strategic move deepens APGFCU's commitment to Baltimore County, with new locations in Dundalk and Perry Hall. Members of both credit unions can expect no immediate changes to accounts, but will gain access to a wider range of services and digital banking options. The acquisition ensures uninterrupted service for Members First members, while strengthening both organizations' ability to provide exceptional service and community support. For more information, visit www.apgfcu.com/members-first.
Investor News Breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, achieves debt-free status ahead of schedule. Beeline Holdings, Inc., has achieved debt-free status ahead of schedule. The digital mortgage platform paid down all outstanding debt, excluding warehouse lines, clearing all notes payable, and secured credit facilities. Starting 2025 with over $7 million in debt, Beeline now focuses on growth and innovation with a strengthened balance sheet. The company anticipates reaching cash flow positive operations by Q1 2026. Beeline Holdings, headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, is revolutionizing property financing through its AI-powered platform, offering a faster, smarter path to home loans for primary residences and investment properties. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.